Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. He is pushing all the buttons, making it all go. My name is Lee Elsie on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The USA Radio Network gives me this great opportunity to warm you up and get you all ready for Wayne again, who will be here in exactly 60 minutes. Now, I don't normally do this in the opening segment, but I couldn't pass it up, and this is the only time you could actually call in. And I know Wayne has had him on before. But he is such a good guest with such a spot-on perspective that I think it's worthwhile to do it all over again. He is a best-selling author, and his latest book out, I Can't Breathe, is skyrocketing up. Is it number one yet? It must be number one by now. David Horowitz is joining me. David, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
And that subtitle is important, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America.
Now,
we just went through a summer, well, previous summer, 2020, of the worst civic violence in the history of our country. 633 violent demonstrations, riots actually, led by Black Lives Matter, in 220 cities, billions of dollars in damage, scores of people murdered, city town centers set fire to and ruined, mass looting and total lawlessness. And it was all behind this hoax that black people are getting killed because of their skin color. Let's just take George Floyd for a prime example. After the mock trial of the officer who was given a 40-year sentence, 60 Minutes interviewed the chief prosecutor in the case, Keith Ellison, a former Democrat National Committee chair, former 11-year spokesman for the biggest, most vicious racist in the country, Willis Farrakhan, and the attorney, the current attorney general for the state of Minnesota, therefore the chief prosecutor on the George Floyd case. And 60 Minutes asked Ellison, was there a racial element in the death of George Floyd? And Keith Ellison's answer, we couldn't find one. Well, if he couldn't find one, it's obvious that it's because it wasn't there. And you knew that from the outset because there are four officers who've been charged, three of them with being accomplice to a racial murder. One of them is black. Another is Asian. So how does race factor into that equation? It actually doesn't. So I decided to do this book where I looked at the 26 most prominent Black Lives Matter cases to see if there's a racial element. And what I found was that they're all based on lies. And I'll give you the most prominent lie. Breonna Taylor has become a kind of poster girl for cops wantonly murdering black people because of their skin color. Breonna Taylor is a person who was lionized by Oprah Winfrey. She bought 26 billboards, one for every year of Breonna Taylor's life, calling on the police to be charged, obviously, with murder. It's the only charge that they have. If you don't support charging cops with murder, then you're obviously a racist. That's the prevailing sentiment. Breonna Taylor was an accomplice to a major drug dealer. She used her bank accounts to hide his money. She used her mailing address for his distribution to be one of his distribution drops. There were 5 raids the night Breonna Taylor was killed. And, of course, Oprah Winfrey is also accused the cops of murdering Breonna Taylor in her bed, in her sleep. All of these are monstrous lies. Breonna Taylor was one of 5 houses that were part of this drug dealer's distribution center. What was his business? His business was killing black people, but, you know, giving them or selling them heroin, fentanyl, crack cocaine, whatever would do the job, ruining their lives. That's what Breonna Taylor was involved in. She went to the car for this drug dealer, and a dead body turned up in the trunk of the car. That should have been a warning to her, but it wasn't. So the night that the cops appeared, they had a warrant and a no-knock warrant, but they actually announced their presence. It's 12:30 in the morning. It's pitch black. She and her boyfriend hop out of bed, and he opens fire on these police in the dark, wounding one of them. Well, the police, you know, they've got families they want to return to, so they have this saying, pray and spray. The idea is you don't know where the shots are coming from. You don't know how many shooters there are. So you pray and you spray the area, blinded because it's pitch black, in the hopes that you'll kill the criminal who's trying to kill you first. That's who Breonna Taylor is. And the Democrats on the city council in Louisville awarded her family $12 million taxpayer dollars in compensation for what they called a wrongful death. That's where we are as a country. That's what my book is about. I did portraits in I Can't Breathe, how a racial hoax is killing America, of 26 of the alleged victims of white cops, and found every one of them to be a lie. And you can find all these facts are available on Twitter, not on Twitter, on Wikipedia.
Right.
But, you know, nobody seems curious enough or is brave enough to run against the conventional wisdom here to look up the facts and see what actually happened. The I can't breathe. Of course George Floyd couldn't breathe. He had 4 times the lethal dose of fentanyl, which is 80 to 100 times more powerful than morphine, and it suppresses your breathing function. And if you look at the videos of him being arrested by very solicitous cops, by the way, he was out of his gourd, high on this drug, and he was shouting, "I can't breathe," when nobody was touching him. This is such a travesty, and we're losing our country because of it. It's open season on white people. We now have the FBI investigating parents who are upset because their kids are being taught at school that America is a horrible, racist, white supremacist country, and that if their kids are white, they're hateful too. They're racist by their skin color. It's the world turned upside down. I think we're within one election of losing the country. That's what I think.
David Horowitz is our guest, noted conservative commentator, national best-selling author. He actually didn't start out that way. He became conservative later on in his life. His latest book, I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. You know, you say the word hoax, and it's not just the I Can't Breathe. You can go back to Hands Up, Don't Shoot. All of that can
be... Exactly. That was invented by Michael Brown's accomplice in a strong-arm robbery. You know, the news media asked his accomplice what happened, and he said he had his hands up and was saying, "I don't shoot." Which, you know, the Michael Brown case is another incredible travesty. The fact is that 5 black eyewitnesses, 2 biracial eyewitnesses, testified under oath to a grand jury that Michael Brown was charging the police officer and attempting to take his gun away when he was shot, and he didn't have his hands up. that that's a complete fiction. But people ignore the facts in favor of the myth. It's just amazing how the Ku Klux Klan version of reality has been flipped and turned against. And why are they turning it against white people? Because they hate America. They want to destroy our country. Black Lives Matter, the critical race theory, teaches that all American institutions are white supremacists, including the Constitution, which doesn't mention the words white. You know, they don't appear white or black
right. In
the Constitution. But these teacher union teachers, that's proof that that the Constitution codifies white supremacy. And the reason is these are communist organizations, Black Lives Matter. Their model is Castro's Cuba. Their icon is not Martin Luther King Jr., which it would be if they were a civil rights organization. It's a Sada Shakur is their patron saint. She's a cold-blooded cop killer. She murdered a cop. The cop stopped her for a broken taillight and was suspected. She didn't even know whose car he had stopped. And as he walked towards her vehicle, she pulled a gun out of it, shot him, and he was lying. This guy had two children. It was a Vietnam vet. His name is Werner Foster. And he was lying in a pool of his own blood, pleading for his life. He just walked over and executed him, and then fled to Castro's Cuba. That's who their heroine is. And of course, the media is forming a wall around them that protects people from knowing who they are and what a threat they are.
David Horowitz is my guest. David, stick around. We'll come right back. We'll wrap it up in just a couple of seconds. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Energized Health. Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they could afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
We're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. You had mentioned critical race theory, the schools, the teachers, the unions. You know, it's convenient that they're forgetting, and we're talking with the best-selling author David Horowitz. It seems convenient that they're forgetting that at the time this country was founded, slavery was everywhere on every continent, and it was rampant. And it took the founding fathers, it took them maybe 30 or 40 years, 50 years, but it took those founding fathers, those great men, to break that whole thing apart.
3,000 years, nobody condemned slavery
right.
as immoral. Not Jesus, not Moses, nobody, until white Christian males, Wilberforce in England and Thomas Jefferson in America came forward and said that all God's children have a God-given right to liberty. And that spelled the end of slavery. It took a little over a generation. But why did it take so long? Because the chief powers in the world, the British Empire and the Spanish Empire, were slave-owning empires. And if the founders I tried to abolish slavery. They did abolish slavery within 20 years of the Constitution being signed. It vanished in North America, in the northern colonies. The reason they didn't go to war with the South is the South would have aligned with England and Spain and destroyed the northern colonies, and we would have had slavery for another 100 years. These people are ignoramuses, the ones that hate America, obviously. You know, it's not America's original sin. Slavery is more like Africa's original sin.
Right.
It existed in Africa for 1,000 years before a white person ever set foot there. And the slaves, every black person in America owes his or her freedom to Thomas Jefferson and the 360,000 mainly white Union soldiers who gave their lives to end slavery. Will you find me that there are black and brown countries still that have slavery? When you find me one of those countries where there's 100,000 blacks or browns who will give their lives to free white people, we can have another conversation. But until then, America is God's gift to black people. And the left wants to take away their heritage. After all, black people were in this country before anybody else, practically. They were here from 1619. And by the way, the 1619 blacks who were here were not slaves. They were indentured servants like the majority of the white labor force, which meant they would be freed within 5 years or 7 years after they paid off the cost of their passage. We're living amidst the sea of lies. The chief spouter of these lies is the President of the United States and his cabinet, Joe Biden and the Democrats. You know, the Democrat Party was responsible. They were the party of slavery. They're the party that launched the Civil War, and now they're launching a second Civil War against us. With the backing, I may say, you know, this may sound odd, but there are reports out about all these Chinese investments in black extremists, trying to get them stoked there to kill white people. You know, and that's just reports in the press these days. We're in great trouble as a country. I believe we're an election away from losing it.
You know, I know this is a sort of a minor part of this, but it always bothers me, the idea that in your title of your book, I Can't Breathe, is a, you know, George Floyd reference. And here's a man who's a career criminal, a history criminal, and all of a sudden now he's lionized. He's buried in a golden casket. He's got, it's amazing to me, right?
It's racism. It's pure racism. George Floyd is your typical black person, a drug-addicted armed robber. He spent 5 years in first of all, he was arrested 9 times in a short life, like a 20-year period. 9 times. One of them, he spent 5 years in jail for holding his gun to the womb of a black mother while his gang looted her house. That's who George Floyd is. To say that he's a typical black person killed for his skin color is so racist. But then everything the Democrat Party says these days is racist, isn't it? They're against voter ID. Why are they against voter ID? Because black people are too stupid to follow the same rules that white people follow. That mentality, that is the Ku Klux Klan mentality right there. And every Democrat leader, from Joe Biden through Kamala Harris to Nancy Pelosi, but the whole party is behind the opposition to voter ID. Why? Because they want to cheat. That's the only justifiable reason for being against voter ID.
David Horowitz is his name, best-selling author. Wish I could talk longer, David. I appreciate it. Where can folks get this book?
They can get it, Lee, at Amazon. They can get it on my website at frontpagemagazine.com or frontpagemag.com. They can probably get it at Target and Walmart.
David, thank you. I appreciate it. We've got to take a quick break. Joining me next, Tony D'Angelo. We're going to talk about money, your bank account, and whether or not $600 will change your life. Don't move. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An advisory panel is considering recommending a booster shot of Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. The meeting comes as the FDA approved the booster shots and said it's okay to mix and match on Wednesday. If the committee issues a recommendation, it will be up to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky to sign off. That could happen as early as tomorrow, making additional shots available for immediate distribution. Texas believes the Justice Department can't get involved in lawsuits regarding the state's new pro-life law. Republican State Attorney General Ken Paxton filing a brief with the U.S. Supreme Court saying the Biden administration has no case because the law is enforced by private citizens. Paxton saying based on the Fifth Circuit Court's conclusion, Texas is likely to prevail. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root. Tangible Investments is sponsor of the segment of the show. I want to tell all my friends about Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in all of America. $1 million, the largest private sale in history at the time, in the history of America. They've been awarded the PNG designation, which means they're the best of the best in the world. And you can't buy your way in. You can only get literally elected to, or voted in, I should say, to PNG designation. Less than 1% of precious metals firms will ever have this designation. And here's the big advantage for you. Tangible is probably got the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer anywhere. Tangible will, because of that, they can afford to give you great deals. And Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price, but they do it for me. You know, they do it for Wayne Root because they want to impress me and they want to impress my clients. So just say Root, R-O-O-T, and you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Now, every Tuesday on my own morning show, I bring on one of our favorite guests, certainly one of my listeners' favorite guests, and one of my favorite guests, and that's Tony D'Angelo from Fortress Fiduciary LLC. He is a money guy, and money makes the world go round, last I checked. And Tony's coming on tonight to talk to us across the entire country about what I thought was going to be this really strange sort of invasion of your bank accounts by Joe Biden, and the number $600 kept popping up everywhere, but I'm going to bring Tony on to explain everything. Tony, good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
Good afternoon to you as well. Good afternoon to all these great listeners all over the United States of America. Proud to be among everyone.
All right, so Biden was talking about looking into my bank account. Anything that was over $600, they were going to track me. Just give me the once-over.
This is basically, you know, we're now into the sausage-making stages of, course, the old adage is two things you don't want to see made are law and sausages. We're right at the height of the sausage making of, if you're keeping score at home, it's called H.R. 5376. It's known as the Build Back Better provisions, or the Build Back Better proposals of President Joe Biden. The bill itself is just kind of a like a la-la land of just a whole bunch of stuff. Electric cars, free child care, 6 semesters of free community. It's a dream list. It's absolutely, you know, it's absolutely, at least to my poor little pea brain, Lee Elsie, it is mind-boggling. Just to give you an idea of how big a bill this is, 3.5 trillion seconds translated into years brings you to 94,000 years. This is just wholesale spending all over the place. And, but to your question as to what was happening with the $600, the seminars I had gone to and the reading I had done, the $600 provision, even though, you know, the mainstream media kind of ran with it, never really made the hard language of that H.R. 5376 in the House bill. It was just something, but really something meaningful that was floated by some Democratic Congress people in a committee report, Division 1, Section 138-402, if anybody wants to take a look at that. And also, the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, started to talk about it a little bit. But there's been so much pushback on that. They're now on to something else, which is probably, equally as troubling and insidious. And it is now the $10,000 threshold for bank account reporting. The way the rule is now is that if I go into a bank And this happens to me rarely, and it's usually, if I'm working for months, I might have a check of $10,000 or more, which is just kind of like raw money. I have to deposit it, and then I have to pay everybody that helped me along the way. That transaction gets reported. Now what they're saying is, okay, we don't want to do any of this $600 stuff. We want to look at bank accounts of $10,000 or more, and we want to monitor inflows and outflows. And basically, I mean, $10,000 accounts, I mean, for small businesses are basically, you know, it's operating money. It's your bills, it's your taxes, it's your software. You know, an emergency fund should something go awry. And the proponents of this, not surprisingly, are Ron Wyden and Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren had some typically Warren-ish comments about this because she said these are the wealthy people who have the discretion as to whether they pay their taxes or not. And I'm absolutely lost at this, frankly. But what they really do not understand, and I'm so happy we have this opportunity, you know, this afternoon, is that when you do this, this is actually kind of a threefold dastardly. It's dastardly to people who are in small businesses who yet have another burden of oversight. And there's plenty of oversight. There's plenty of compliance you have to do. You can get away with very, very little if you choose to get away with anything. The next thing is that no one ever mentions the small banks, not the big shops, you know, not the JPMs, not the Wells Fargos, but, you know, your state bank or your regional bank or maybe, you know, your little mutual bank that, you know, you're holding on to desperately because you love the people that are there. And you see, I am a former bank trust guy. I'm still a trust guy, but I'm a former bank trust guy. The amount of the cost burden on these little banks is going to crush them. And I mean, so what happens when you crush a little bank? Well, guess what? You crush small business lending, you crush small business, and ultimately, you crush home mortgages. Ain't that clever? So this is really kind of a very interesting way to sort of get these little lenders out of the way so Joe and Betty Coed can't go and buy their house and, you know, let's just have hog wild zoning. I mean, this stuff is not, you know, they come out and say, oh, we want to get the wealthy. It's not in as much we want to get the wealthy as we want to get that person of modest and independent means and get them dependent on what the government is doing. Your ball, my friend.
Well, you brought up a couple of points. One was the $10,000 threshold. So I remember that being the number. Once you hit $10,000, like if you deposited $10,000 in cash, it was a red flag. People wanted to know where you got it, blah, blah, blah. The same thing. So that is still in place as we speak right now, Tony.
Well, it's a different kind of rule. And the way I would understand it now, of course, none of these proposals are really out there where you can kind of get your finger on them at the moment. But let's just say you're a small business. Let's just say you're me. You have $8,500 in your account.
Yeah.
Nothing happening. You know, someone comes along and pays you for a job. So you're now at $11,300. Blip. Okay, there's a reporting. And then, you know, the eyes of Texas are upon me. Then somebody comes along, pays me another $1,000. Blip. Somebody sees me,
right?
You know, and then the scrutiny starts. So basically, it's sort of a scattershoot approach. The present law as it is, it's just a deposit, you know, gets reported. Now it's a question of, it's almost like, I think if you can imagine sort of like a heart monitor, and every time the heart monitor goes up a certain number of beats, it crosses a line. When you're over that line, an alarm will go off. Yeah, that's basically it. And it's just, it's invasive and it's burdensome, and, you know, people writing laws for small businesses that have absolutely no clue whatsoever, as much of a clue as I might about building the neutron bomb. It's amazing.
Does this ever lead to a situation where they, you know, really start trying to tax your savings accounts, things like that?
Well, you know, there's a number of different things that can happen. Yeah, and it's basically, I mean, as it is right now, you know, if you have bank interest, which it's really, you know, hasn't paid a great amount of interest, but your bank interest is reported, and that goes back, you know, prior to the days of Ronald Reagan, for crying out loud, or maybe just at the time of Ronald Reagan. You know, so they've got that, but basically what it is that they want to, and if, as well as I understand what is known as the discrete information function of the Internal Revenue Service, it's called the DIF, they don't let you see that. That is their ultimate, you know, quote unquote, you know, that's their secret formula of Coca-Cola. But as well as I understand that, what they probably would do is they would look to see if somebody's tripping that $10,000 line repeatedly, and then they would look to see the amount of income reported and say, okay, prove that your income is there. And if, you know, I have been involved, or my firm has been involved in a couple of things called the compliance check audits, which really proctology exams are probably less invasive. And they want every single statement. They want every single transaction. And if you get a nasty auditor, of which I've had several, the presumption is, well, it's all taxable unless you prove otherwise. And, oh, if I don't like your proof, I'm going to ring you up anyway. Yeah, get ready.
Man, I tell you, this is just not trending in the right direction. Tony D'Angelo is his name. Fortress Fiduciary LLC is his game. Tony, I know you've got a huge following, a growing following on Twitter. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Oh, Tony D'Angelo 7.
Tony D'Angelo 7. There you go. Tony, thank you, sir. I appreciate you coming on the USA Network, and we'll talk very, very soon, my friend.
My pleasure. Best to everyone.
All right, you got it. There he is, Tony D. Listen, I got to run. We'll come right back. Don't forget, Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. Sons of Liberty CBD. Finding quality CBD is not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD does it right. Highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. I've never smoked pot in my life. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Up to 25% off. Just remember, WAR15 for Wayne Allen Root. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne will be here in just a few minutes, right after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining us here the first hour on all these great radio stations across the country. Now, like maybe most of you or many of you today, we were watching Attorney General Merrick Garland testifying on Capitol Hill. And I mean, listen, it's a long day. It's a long process, and I can't possibly play all of the audio. But before I get into some of the other things that I want to talk about here in this final segment, before I turn it over to Wayne, I thought it was interesting that with all of the chaos going on in the country, and there is legit chaos going on in the country, and you know, people not being able to afford the price of gas or goods and services being on hold, and chaos on the southern border, you know, we all know the deal. And the idea that Merrick Garland is in Washington testifying. I thought it was interesting. Amidst all this, you've got this idiot, Jerry Nadler, and he is an idiot. And he comes on and says this today.
The gentleman yields back. Once again,
I would remind all members that guidance from the Office of Attending Physicians states that face coverings are required for all meetings in an enclosed space, such as committee hearings, except when you are recognized to speak. And that means you, Jim, and Marjorie, and Matt, and a lot of other people I can't recognize because of distance, etc. So please, everyone, observe that rule. I'll now recognize Ms. Lofgren for 5 minutes.
So while all the important things are going on in the world, this guy stops the proceedings to make sure everybody's got their mask on inside the room. They're like 30 feet apart. But Nadler's afraid someone may breathe on him from 60 feet away. They're an embarrassment. He is an embarrassment. And watching him is, well, it makes my skin crawl. Well, speaking of wearing a mask and speaking of vaccines, the COVID vaccine now shots for young kids to be rolled out within weeks. How does that make you feel? Pfizer, I guess, now beginning in November, shots for kids between 5 and 11 for COVID. What's the number of kids between that age group that are dying? Does anybody know? Well, as I did some research today to try to find the number of kids in that age group that died as a result of COVID, you can't even find it. The closest you can find to numbers is it's reported that 0.04% of people between 10 and 19 years old would probably require hospital care, and doesn't say the number of fatalities. I couldn't find it anywhere. Maybe maybe you can do a better job out there in Radio Land than I did on this, but I looked and I couldn't find the actual rate of mortality by age. I'm sure it exists somewhere, but I spent a half hour Googling different phrases and could only come up with the 0.04% for hospitalization. But are you comfortable giving your kids between the ages of 5 and 11 this shot within 2 weeks? I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if I would be comfortable with that. Booster shots now for all three COVID vaccines in the U.S. have been authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. So if you're a fan of that, it's a celebration moment for you. And you can go out and now with all the confidence that you could possibly muster, you can go out and get your booster shots today. By the way, just a couple of numbers to throw at you. 241 million confirmed COVID cases as I speak, 4.9 million confirmed deaths. Here's the interesting number, I thought. 6,545,000,000 vaccine doses administered. 6.5 billion vaccines have been administered. How come we're not at herd immunity now? Can somebody explain that to me? Now, I know your medical professionals will say, well, people get multiple doses, so 6.5 billion doses doesn't mean 6.5. No, it doesn't mean 6.5 billion people, but it probably means somewhere in the vicinity of 4 billion people have got the vaccine. And how many other folks have actually got the COVID, never knew it, and have immunity towards it? Why are we not at herd immunity now? Why are we still even talking about this? Why hasn't this completely gone away? Can somebody answer that for me? I don't have an answer. That's a real question. That's not rhetorical. I don't have an answer for you. Because I'd like to know. Didn't we pass that point where herd immunity was supposed to be upon us and this was supposed to be sort of trending completely to no man's land, and it's still sticking around, and I would like to know why that is. Because apparently everything that we are doing, at least in the end, is not working. Right? It's not working. So I would be very, very concerned about all of that. All right, the music is playing, which means it's time for me to go. The great Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is up next. Don't you dare go anywhere. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Choice plans.